Senator Lowenthal, item seven, SB 1243. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. First of all, I want to take the suggested 10-year sunset on page three of the analysis as an author's amendment. SB 1243, as proposed to be amended, extends the sunset for a partial sales tax exemption for maritime fuel. Over the past 20 years, this partial exemption has expired twice, and both times the Port Region saw hundreds of jobs leave, some of them permanently. Additionally, over the past decade, previous bills have required the legislative analysts to study the impact of a partial exemption and the impacts of not having the partial exemption. In both studies, the LAO found there were hundreds of jobs lost when the exemption expired and that the partial exemption is appropriate tax policy for the state. According to the LAO's 2007 report, if anything, because of recent increases in fuel prices, which we know now are as great, if not greater, than then, revoking the partial exemption would likely have an even larger adverse impact than it did previously. There is no opposition to this bill. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Witnesses in support?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. John Berg, Vice President with the Pacific Merchant Shipping Association. We'd like to thank Senator Lowenthal for carrying this important legislation. As he mentioned before, with the previous lapses, it was a disaster for the marine sales, fuel sales industry. And it's crucial that we don't see a repeat of that. Fuel represents about 60% of a ship's operating cost. And the West Coast and Asia are the equivalent of gas stations on opposite centers of the street. So simply put, ships have the luxury of shopping for fuel at competing ports around the world. And in the global market for fuel, the full tax would price California out of that market. Our industry is dedicated to serving California, and we want to see a sustainable fuel market survive in this state. So we urge your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Yes, Richard Clark, World Fuel Services. Our customers are ship owners around the world, and they look at the price in Hong Kong or Korea, and will compare that with what's happening on the West Coast and make a decision purely on the price. And this tax would definitely make a big issue for them.
All right. In support, only.
Teresa May with California Taxpayers Association. We want to make sure that we urge your aye support on this bill. Allows California to compete with out-of-state ports, provides certainty in a time of fluctuating gas prices, and demonstrates California's commitment to ports and globals. Long sentence, Madam Chair.
It's okay. I've seen longer.
Lauren Silver, representing Maersk and the Cruise Lines International Association, in support. Thank you.
Welcome. Next.
Shane Gussman on behalf of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union in strong support.
Okay. Further witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? All right. I just wanted to say to the author before I go to Senator Kehoe that, in fact, this is a good model for the way we ought to be dealing with credits and expenditures like this. There were performance measures built into this. There was an analysis done. It clearly is an effective measure, and the LAO looked at it, and I think that's exactly what we should be doing. So
yeah.
I'd like to see more of that kind of thing, not less.
If I might respond to it just for one second, you know, one of the things I have not mentioned so far, but I think it's really important, is not only is it really important that we keep, there's over almost 2,000 jobs in California that are tied to just refueling throughout the state. But it's critical because these carriers can buy fuel anywhere. They can go across the ocean a few times on the fuel. Tremendous amounts of fuel is what we're talking about. California has the highest standards for cleanliness of fuel in the world when we're competing. We have set these high standards. So when we make our fuel competitive, not only do we get all the jobs and businesses, but we get a cleaner environment because our fuel is so much cleaner here than fuel that's purchased at this time in Asia. So it is both an environmentally sound thing to do, and it promotes our fuel which we're saying, as we clean it, can be competitive with the rest of the world because we put in additional additives to make it that clean. So we're doing that, we're keeping the price down, and we're keeping business in California.
Okay. Senator Kehoe, I believe you wanted to say something.
Actually, Senator Lowenthal addressed it in that the bunker fuel is getting cleaner.
That's right.
And we want to keep on that track.
That's right.
And I think that the economic benefit in jobs and the business that the shippers bring into Port of Long Beach and Los Angeles and San Diego is important to the state. I think there's a return on investment here on this tax credit, so I can support it.
All right. Is that a motion, Senator?
Sure.
Fine. That is the motion. Further questions or comments? Senator LaMalfa.
I was going to move the bill, too, but we're good. So I just wanted to express my appreciation to the author here for moving this concept here that jobs stay in California when taxes are low. So I love the idea, whether we're talking about bunker fuel or cell phones. It's a great concept, and I'm happy to support the bill.
Thank you. And it's clean, too. And our fuel is better than anybody else's fuel in the world.
All right, Senator, that was your close. We have a motion. It is due pass as amended to appropriations. Please call the roll.
Walk.
Aye.
Walk, aye. Dutton.
Aye.
Dutton, aye. DeSaulnier. Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye. Hancock. Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. LaMalfa.
Aye.
LaMalfa, aye. Liu.
Vote 6-0. It has enough votes to leave the committee. We'll leave the roll open for the absent members.
Thank you, committee chair and members.
Thank you.